The poor man, he was only 6 months married, and his wife told him she was expecting a child and that he'd have to go and earn some money for the coming of the child. So he left home and he went to work for a farmer about 20 miles away. And to make the long story short, he stayed with the farmer for 7 years. And of course, after the first 7 years, he had forgotten a bit about home, so he stayed on another 7 years. And finally, he made it 21 years. He stayed working for the farmer for 21 years. And after 21 years, he said he'd have to go home and to see his wife, forgetting when he left that she was expecting a child. But the farmer's wife baked him a cake. And the farmer asked him, would he rather his wages than to give him three good advices? So the poor man said he'd take the advices. And the first advice, he said he'd give him an advice for each year of the 7 years. And the first advice he gave him was, whatever way the road is, never take the shortcut. Whether the road be long or short, never go a shortcut. Never sleep one night in a house where there's an old man married to a young woman. And the third one was, never do anything at night you'll be sorry for in the morning. So she gave him the cake and she told him not to cut that cake until he arrived home. And he set out to walk the 20 miles. And when he was passing by a lake, he saw a short cut onto the road. And he went through the cut. But he thought of the advice he got when he was halfway and he turned back and went the road. And the following morning, he heard an old man told him that two robbers killed a man the previous night through the place where he was going to take the short cut. And the second night on his journey, he came to a house. And when he walked in, there was a lovely young woman serving supper and an old man with a big long beard and him sitting down at the fire, rocking a cradle. So they said they'd put him up for the night. And he thought better when he thought of the second advice he got, not to stay one night in a house. There'd be an old man married to a young woman. So he slept outside in the stable. And about 12 o'clock at night, he saw a man coming to the door. And herself, the woman of the house, and the man took out the old man and killed him outside the door. So he said to himself, if that was him, they'd do the same thing to him. Finally, the third day he came home, and when he walked in, he opened the door. He lived in a small house. He put his head inside the room, and he saw his wife in the bed, and a young man with a big beard on him on the bed with her. And he put his hand behind the door where they always kept the hatchet, and he lifted up the hatchet to strike the man. And that's when he thought of the third advice he got, never to do anything at night he'd be sorry for in the morning. And then he spoke to the woman and he said to her, who was the man? And of course she said that was the son that was born 3 months after he left. And he wouldn't believe it because he said he travelled west and east, but he never saw a child with beard on. And she pointed out that the child was 21 years of age. But anyway, I must carry on with the song. This is a Gaelic song now. What they said to one another after he opened the door and saw the man in the bed. Fagin Maharis, Fagin Mohri, Kail Farfadu, then Chintala cheese. Oh, I know, a fagin mochri. A fader in the garrets, a fader mochri. She'll lay the white kill na quacker to the o. Oh, I know, oh, I know, a fader mochri. You'll miss her, I guess you'll miss her. As fierce as a lion in the Acre Medio. I know ah, oh, I know a Fagin Mochri. The Fagin, the goddess, the Fagin Mochri. I in the house, a good race, a green bee. I know a story in Mochri. The father of the goddess, the father of Mochri, kneeling, sit, chach, and grim in the bui. I know a fagin Mochri. The fagin of the goddess, the fagin Mochri, in yachter mawalata kakan in the bui. I know a fagin Mochri. The father of the goddess, the father Mochri, Don Kakasha had long in the chibi. I know a father Mochri. The fagin, so I can see him with cheese. Ni yaka de balachon swat his medis. I know.